Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, this is John Riley with today's Daily Devotional. It's called The Work and the Reward. If what has been built survives, the builder will receive a reward. If it is burned up, the builder will suffer loss, but yet be saved, even though only as one escaping through the flames. That's from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. I used to read this passage imagining a scene from a movie with a stuntman crashing through the flames as a perilously engulfed, heat-soaked building crashed around his dramatic escape. I read that passage with a different image today. In this chapter, Paul is discussing Christian maturity, growth, togetherness, and legacy. He switches illustrations in verse 9 from that of a farmer working the fields to that of a building being built. For we are co-workers in God's service. You are God's field, God's building. There, that was the swap from farming to building. The buildings are Christians who are building up the church. The quality of their work will be tested by fire. Today, when I read that passage, I don't picture a building burning. I picture the people I know as the parts of the building that will be tested by fire. My family, friends, partners in the ministry at church, neighbors, anyone in my life or circle of influence is going to be shown for what they are on, quote, the day, unquote, from verse 13 of judgment. Has what I've done helped people around me escape the fire? Their future is a reflection of the quality of my work. Am I building people upon the foundation of Jesus Christ? From verse 11. If my work and influence are not leading people to live for or to know Jesus, then my work will burn up before my eyes. Verse 15 says, the builder will suffer loss. If my life is helping people know Jesus, trust Jesus, and walk in the way and with the heart of Jesus, then those people are the gold, silver, and costly stones of verse 12 that survives. The way I imagine it now is that those people, unscathed by fire, are all the precious reward I need. How about you? Thanks for listening. I'm John Riley, the junior high pastor at Emmanuel Faith, your partner in ministry.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.